The court rejected Saddam's appeal to overturn the death penalty and has cleared the way for him to be hanged for ordering the executions of 148 Shiite men in the town of Dujail after a failed assassination attempt against him there in 1982. Chief Appellate Judge Munir Haddad told reporters in Baghdad that the sentence must be carried out within the next 30 days, but it is possible that it could be carried out before the January 27 deadline. Saddam's lawyers have said the trial against the former dictator was unfair, accusing the Shiite-led government of interfering by removing some of the judges. Saddam was convicted and sentenced to hang last month for the 1982 executions. He is currently standing trial for his role in the Anfal campaign of the late 1980s, in which some 180,000 Kurds were killed. The announcement raised concerns that Sunni extremists and Saddam loyalists might launch attacks to protest the verdict. A curfew could be imposed on the capital in the coming days. In a separate development, medical officials say a car bomb killed at least 15 people near a mosque in a Sunni neighborhood of the capital. Earlier today, three near-simultaneous car bombs exploded in western Baghdad, killing at least 16. Ministry of Interior official Jihad al-Jabari told Iraqi television that two of the cars were parked on opposite sides of a busy intersection, and the third car was parked near them. Jabari says terrorists detonated the first two vehicles and then blew up the third one 3 minutes later, after a crowd of people had rushed to the scene of the first attack. He says all three cars were detonated by remote control. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。